4 VWA, mobile.
Near stopping. Barn, KJ4CTD, mobile.
I couldn't quite catch your call sign. KN4VWA, I had a call come in. What's up today?
Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta.
And I was just saying, you know, I'm not anywhere near stopping, so I'm going to be sharing the roads with you.
Well, I'm going from Inman, or rather, I'm 4 miles south of Highway 11, and I got to go all the way down to Pelham Road at 14. So I got a little ride in front of me, too. So what are you up to today? Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to use that four-letter word. Are you up to work?
It's late. I'll say this first. I'm going the other direction. So I will not be sharing 14 with you, thank goodness. I'm actually over by North Greenville at the moment. But yes, I'm going to have to do the... Well, technically it's not work, because it's more of a radio experiment, if you want to call it that. Versus actual work today, because I don't know that I can actually work unless this stuff burns off just a bit more.
Okay, so I'm assuming you do something outside with landscaping or something of that nature.
It is, everything based at the airport.
Okay, yeah, my son is a former Navy guy. And he's now working at the old Cecil Field in Jacksonville, Florida, or just outside of Jacksonville, and he's doing avionics also. Avionics and aviation electrician, both of those.
He actually works with the signals I generate, because all my stuff is land-based. It's not actually in the plane. Not really, anyway. I don't touch planes on a day-to-day basis.
As a matter of fact, his company just recently got a contract to modify about 20 of their, I'm not sure what the designation is. I forgot. But anyhow, they're enlarging the cargo doors, and my son is doing the electronic retrofit, or the electrical retrofit. That runs from the actual door all the way back up to the cabin.
That's a good thing you're not on 414. I hit actual, oh my goodness, I think there are people working on the roads.
Well, Highway 357 coming out of Greer going to Inman, man. I tell you what, I just about lost all my teeth when my mouth fell open. They're actually regrinding the road, widening it a little bit, and putting down new pavement. It's beautiful.
Oh my gosh, is that actually possible?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. And what do we need a 1% sales tax in Greenville County for if they're actually working on the roads? Inquiring minds want to know.
Won't go into the politics of that on the radio. If we ever meet face to face, you'll get an earful. Suffice it to say, everything is economy of scale, and with more people, you collect more taxes. So, proportionally, they don't need any more tax.
You don't have to give me an earful.
Well, that's a good thing, amen. So, are you with Noah, or are you over there with the tower?
I work over at Donaldson, my own company that does all their maintenance over there for this kind of stuff. Would I love to be able to employ somebody else to do it? Sure. But I can't afford to send somebody to school for 5 years.
So are you working with the ILS instruments also?
Certainly what I maintain is the ILS transmitters.
Be fun. Well, hey. It's a good gig if you can get it.
There are ex-FAA employees, good figure. But today is more experimental since I don't know how well this thing's actually going to manage to burn off and get us out of, well, I guess we're out of marginal marginal now. But this is today I'm actually just going to simply record the signals from the localizer and the glide slope, because somebody asked me to, and I get something if they give me that.
fun, fun. Well, in the meantime, I'm sitting surrounded pretty much by heavy overcast, and I'm pretty much north of the runway, but I am sitting right in the middle of a big old hole in the clouds, and I've got shadows on the ground. I got sunshine.
Here at just west of the college, and nice, bright, sunny weather, waiting on something. I don't know what I'm waiting on, but I'm waiting on something construction related.
Well, hurry up and wait.
Like government work. Oh, I use that W word again. Darn it!
Sounds like you've encountered it before and you're used to it.
An acronym for that, SNAFU.
I ran my own medical imaging business for many, many, many years, and I would, I gave it a shot one time. And I would have these companies calling me saying, listen, we're government services, something or other, and procurement. And we need you to bid on this contract. Well, I did that one time, and I got the contract. And it took me 8 months to get paid after the completion of the job. Anytime they called after that, I said, No, not only no, but beep, no.
And the federal government, they're much worse about that sort of silliness.
Spending the money on that one, but Kelly Johnson used to run the Skunk Works. And one of his favorite things is he would starve before he ever worked for the Navy again. Yeah, that's about like I am with the federal government, you know. No.
I'm silly. They had to go take a class on the strobe lights at the end of the runway. And the FAA was absolutely positively certain that I had to go take a class out in Oklahoma City. Because, you know, they were like, hey, this is equipment that you have at your facility. And I kept telling them, no, that is not the equipment I have. I even sent them pictures. And then they went out, and the guy came out to do an inspection. He's like, we got to do an inspection. And I'm like, okay, well, you come out, you look at what we're inspecting, and then you tell me what I'm supposed to take. He came out, he looked at it, and said, you're right, the records are wrong. And this was going on for a year and a half. The records are wrong. Okay, so you got to go see the equipment manufacturer, who's based out of Belgium, and get a class, and we'll go from there. And so, you know, I took a year and a half to get the stupid class. KJ4, CTD, mobile.
The federal government is never wrong.
Hey, are you the guy that runs the tool truck?
Again.
Are you the fellow that runs the tool truck?
No, that's Patrick. That's K. Can I get his call confused with another guy? It's KB. I believe it's K4HKS. That's it. HKS.
Steve, it's KO4HKX.
Patrick, like I said, I get yours confused with the KV2H, you know, Dave. So I apologize, bud. I'm sorry. How you doing, Patrick? There he is.
Steve, Wyatt, good to hear both of you. I was listening to you.
14, they've turned into a dirt road. Whatever that is. I guess that's that new technique. A little bit of cement. KJ4, CTD.
Earlier this week, when I come through there, they actually started it last week on the very end, and so I've been avoiding that road.
They're cheap to actually pack off of us, though. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm going to have to jump back out. I was doing some computer work. I just heard Steve trying to get my call there. But, yeah, I know it. Dave's is real close to mine, so when I hear X on the repeater, it's either his or mine usually. So, y'all have a good day, and be careful out there driving around. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
Again, I apologize, buddy. I haven't been on the radio much in the last 2 to 3 months, and, man, I tell you what, if I lean my head over, my brain drains out. Have a good day. Don't run over anything.
And I haven't had my radio on a whole lot of late, but I've been playing radio in the background, trying to get some stuff working.
Well, at least I'm headed down to do something enjoyable this morning. Once a month, I get together with all the guys I went to high school with, and we get together and do lunch over Charlie's Barbecue. I walked in last month, and I just looked around the tables there, and I said, you know what? I haven't seen this many wrinkles in one place, and I couldn't tell you when.
To be honest, I kind of wish my high school buddies would do that, but, you know, currently they don't. But we just had our 30-something reunion, and, you know, a good 40% of them have moved back to town, including one that literally had just moved back like the week before.
We're going on 52 years. We had our 50th reunion last year, and man, I tell you what, we're just leftovers from a different millennium.
Even I can understand that. I'm in that wonderful Generation X group, and you know, I just wonder. I had an epiphany the other day that does it seem like to you that people are getting more stupid faster than they used to?
They're really not stupid. It's just that, you know, things change. And one thing I've noticed is the things I grew up with that were important, like being able to work on a car, being able to do something with a car, you know, being able to change a flat tire, you know, if you have something brush up against the house, being able to fix a shingle or two, stuff like that. No, there's so many people out there. There's too many services. Oh, I don't do that. I just call somebody. So the knowledge base for individuals like myself is quickly going away, and I don't want to know. So, you know, it's really just a matter of, I think, it's just a matter of changing times.
I'll admit, I know some millennials that cannot change a tire. Matter of fact, I know a millennial that can't even use a hammer properly. It's scary.
They really don't have a call to do that. They just call somebody else. And I'll tell you something, that's one reason the tech schools are, excuse me, that's one reason the tech schools are getting so popular again. The people that are out there that can actually do something are getting scarce. So that's why they're commanding reasonable, pretty doggone good incomes, because they can do this stuff. So, you know, hey, these 4-year degree people, you know, they're smart, but you know, it's that old thing about, how do I scratch my elbow? I scratch my palm and apply it to my elbow.
You know, I mean, hey, maybe it's just me, because I expect pretty much everybody should be able to do basic, I mean, we're just talking basic stuff. I'm not asking you to rewire my house, but to be able to plug in an outlet, plug into an outlet, or, you know, put two pieces of pipe together, and that doesn't seem to be a thing anybody can actually do anymore.
And we live in a privileged snowflake society, and, you know, the snowflakes are out there. You know, I just pay somebody else to do it, and I got this know-nothing, high-paying, specialized job, and I can just pay somebody else. Well, guess what? We're running out of people that can do that something else.
And, you know, the work ethic is kind of slacky, too. Probably the only actor I actually respect anymore is Mike Rowe. You know who that is?
Mike Rowe. And I tell you what, he's got his head screwed on straight.
Yeah, discussion with somebody about that the other day, and they're like, what? Somebody actually gives scholarships if you agree to get a real job and go to a trade school and learn how to do something? And I'm like, yes, in fact, he does do that. And, you know, he does a very good job at that. I actually respect him for that. And I can't say that for most people that, you know, are entertainment giants.
We won't go into what I think about actors either. There are an extreme few that I have any modicum of respect for. You know, it's they provide good entertainment. They make me laugh. They, you know, that kind of stuff. That's about all they're good for.
Hey, they held their political views to themselves, but, oh well, not so much anymore. Good day for CCD Mobile PR.
Hey, Mobile, and I'll tell you something else, too. All these music people that try to become influencers, per se, oh my God, they haven't got a clue. Oh, they're just front people for a bunch of handlers, and the handlers tell them what's popular or what they think should be popular, and they go out there. Oh man. Okay, I'm gonna get off my soapbox.
Lifty, right? That's the cool new thing, right?
Give me a second. I about threw up in my throat here.
Yeah.
Waste of time I have ever seen in my life. And you know, let's just kick that one to the curb and let it keep moving. And there's so many of them just like that. Oh, my God.
Entertainment industry. The one thing that gets me, and it has been getting me since before the pandemic, was, we don't have any good, cool new ideas, so let's take a really good program that was owned in the 80s or 90s, and let's apply DIE to it, or DEA, or whatever it is.
Man. Well, in the meantime, just call me a curmudgeon, and I'll keep going my own way.
Those grumpy old men, aren't you?
I really have kind of several little pieces of sagebrush philosophy that I live by. And one of them is, I don't care if you're black, white, gay, transgender. I don't care. I really don't care. And, you know, as long as you don't get in my face with anything, you can go your own way and I'll go mine.
Yep, I understand. I don't care if you're purple or orange and got 3.5 legs. It doesn't affect me. Just don't put it in my face.
Wyatt, I got a phone call, buddy. I got to drop out for a couple of minutes. KN4, BWA, clear.
Brokey-doke, KJ4, CCD, mobile.